We come now to celebrate the great gift of the birth of Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary on Christmas Day. And we have before us this awesome presence of the great King, the Lord himself, who has become one of us as a little child, showing us that we can approach God and that he loves us so much. Christmas is a time, as you know, for great joy, where many people gather in the churches and together with family and friends and celebrate this Christmas day and this season and renew their love for life because Christ has come to us. But you know, Christmas can actually be a very hard time also for those who are enduring the loss of loved ones. You know, sometimes when they hear people say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or Happy New Year, they might respond in kind, but in their hearts they feel an emptiness. They feel like they can no longer participate in the joy of this Christmas season. They may even go to the churches and celebrate with deep faith the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and want to have great trust and hope in him, but they still feel this emptiness now that their loved one has passed away, someone that they have probably needed very much and have really ordered their life around so much. It seems that Christmas becomes then a source of pain, a source of sorrow for them. And they ask, how can we celebrate Christmas now that our loved one has passed away, has died? And that question is a question of wisdom. It's a question that seeks an answer. And that answer can only come from God himself, who is the Creator. And in the Nativity scene, we have an example of wisdom, of people who are actually called wise in the wise men, the three kings or the magi who traveled far from the east to encounter this newborn King of the Jews, Jesus Christ the Lord. And they come bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And these wise men are our answer to the question of how can we celebrate Christmas now that our loved one has passed away. And what we want to do is we want to imitate the wise men. They come to Jesus with gifts that have been with them for their whole journey, and they give those gifts to the Lord. And what we do, therefore, is we carry gifts to the Lord Jesus. And we have three gifts. The first gift is our loved one. That is our gold. And we give this gift to Jesus, this gift which has been our treasure for all of our life's journey, or most of our life's journey, this gift which has marked every situation in our lives. We give that gift to Jesus. Lord Jesus, you take my loved one. This is my gift to you. And then the next gift that we give to Jesus is our relationships to the one we have loved, or to the ones we have loved. Because we each have many different relationships with even just one person. They can be the relationship of love, of friendship, of family, of co-workers. And we take all of those relationships that we feel have left us now because of death, and we bring those relationships to Jesus. This is our gift to Jesus of frankincense, a gift that has spread its goodness to so many parts of our lives and has touched the lives of many people. Lord Jesus, we give you all of these relationships. This is our gift to you. And then finally, we want to give Jesus the great gift of the love that we have for the person that we have loved, because that itself is a unique gift. And that is our myrrh. It's a gift that has been with us from within, a gift that we carry with us and we feel is no longer useful now that the person has died. But we bring that gift to Jesus as well. Lord Jesus, I give you my love that I have for this person. This is my gift to you. And the wise men give these gifts to the Lord Jesus, and they don't take them back home with them. They leave them with Jesus, and then they go about their life's journey. But they have a new gift that they now carry, and it's this gift. They know Jesus Christ, and they have this relationship to Him. And they know that He knows them, and that He has accepted the gifts that they have given to Jesus. And so at Christmas, when we carry the great suffering and the great sorrow of losing loved ones in death, we bring these gifts to Jesus. Lord Jesus, I give you this gold, this person who I have needed and depended upon so much. I give you my relationships to them, and I give you my love for them. And what we come to experience is that there is something greater. That even though we have lost so many gifts, we've actually gained so many more. We ask the Lord Jesus to take these gifts and redeem them for all eternity. And what happens to us when we do this is we grow in our devotion to Jesus. We allow the sorrow that we carry in our hearts to move us not away from Jesus, but towards Him. And so, brothers and sisters, you might be celebrating Christmas in a time of great sorrow for yourself. Be like those who are truly wise and give the gift of your loved one to Jesus Christ, the Lord. Take, Lord, and receive this gift. I thank you for these gifts, and now I return them to you. All is yours. This is the way to move more deeply into the mystery of Christmas, and to come to experience the joy that is flowing from the knowledge that Jesus Christ the Lord knows you, that He's holding on to the gifts that you have given to Him, and He loves them, and He loves you. God bless you.